AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. The Federal Reserve's favored inflation gauge rose 2.7% in August from a year ago. That's a bit hotter than July. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the president says he'll be imposing more tariffs next week.
President Trump has announced a flight of new import taxes, 100% on pharmaceutical drugs, 50% on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, 30% on upholstered furniture, and 25% on heavy trucks. They're all to start October 1st. The pharmaceutical tariffs came as a shock, as Trump previously suggested they would be phased in over time. However, he did say they will not apply to companies that are building manufacturing plants in the U.S., defining that as either breaking ground or being under construction. He declared the tariffs on kitchen cabinets and sofas were needed for national security reasons, with foreign manufacturers flooding the U.S. with their products. As for foreign-made trucks, Trump says domestic producers are being hurt and need to be defended. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In a video statement, former FBI Director James Comey says that he and his family have known for years the costs of standing up to Donald Trump.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
The audio is courtesy of James Comey. At an executive order signing, White House advisor Stephen Miller says the administration will combine agency forces to crack down on left-wing terrorism.
This is the first time in American history that there is an all-of-government effort to dismantle left-wing terrorism, to dismantle Antifa, to dismantle the organizations that have been carrying out these acts of political violence and terrorism.
That comes after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed earlier this month and days after a shooting outside an ICE building in Dallas. This is AP News. ICE detention centers have been a source of confrontation, even in small towns.
Broadview lies about 12 miles west of Chicago and is the site of one of many ICE detention centers around the country. Last week, protesters were driven back by physical force and chemical agents when they tried to block vehicles. Armed agents patrol the rooftops. Earlier this week, immigration agents erected a fence.
This fence is federal property. You're defacing federal property. You understand?
It's in a public right of way.
It doesn't f***ing matter.
At one point, Broadview Village officials demanded that the fence be taken down as it was built without a permit. While the fence still stands, Broadview's Mayor Katrina Thompson says they're only getting limited information.
Like, how can we protect people? And that includes all of the demonstrators that's coming to demonstrate. They have a voice, and their voices should be heard.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.